It's as good as it gets in baseball. The Nationals and Dodgers Wednesday. Clayton Kershaw starting for LA. Steven Strasburg for Washington. In the top of the second inning, the Nationals would strike first as Ryan Zimmerman, in the midst of an MVP season, steps in against Kershaw.
Daniel Murphy is fourth at 333, just behind Buster Posey. Now the pitch, Sims swings and belts one deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is gone. Goodbye. Ryan Zimmerman with a bullet down the left field line has just hit his 17th home run of the season. He takes over the National League lead in home runs. It's his 49th run batted in. And he homers off Clayton Kershaw the first pitch here at the top of the second inning. Bang, zoom goes the Z-Man again. It's the Nationals 1 and the Dodgers nothing.
Here's Kershaw's 0-2. Strike 3 called. Fastball got him looking outside corner at the knees.
Here's 3 and 5 for the Braves. Swing and a miss. Turner strikes out on the slider. Running on the hands.
The pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Rendon strikes out for the first time in the last six games. Kershaw has a 1-2-3 inning. Lobatone setting up in the 2-1. Swinging a fly ball deep center. This is trouble. Taylor on the run, way back, looking up, and this game is tied. Strasburg tried to come in. He didn't get it in. And it's a home run for Seager to tie the game. Eighth of the year. Nationals 1, Dodgers 1. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Gets through Lobatone to the backstop. Gonzalez breaks for first base, and he's going to make it. So that's the second time in as many games that the Dodgers have had a man reach on a strikeout. And the pitch. It's in the dirt, gets it. Lobatone doesn't know where it is. And now Gonzalez will go to second. So that's two in a row that have gotten through Lobatone. Gonzalez off second, the 3-2. Swinging a line drive left center field. This is trouble. Giving chase Rayburn. He reaches out. Dives. Can't get it. Taylor fields it on the warning track. The Dodgers take the lead. Grandal dives into second with a double. Los Angeles leads 2-1. And the strikeout pass ball. Then a wild pitch and a double. And the Dodgers are in front 2-1. The first hit of the series for Grandal.
The right-hander Pedro Baez sets, Kitts delivers, and Harper swings. It's a ground ball back to the mound. Turner started towards the plate. Baez fielded it. He throws home to the catcher. Now they'll throw it to the third baseman Forsythe. Turner running home. The throw back to Baez, and the play at the plate. He's out. And Harper's still at first base.
Harper didn't run. Harper had a chance to get to second because Turner was in the rundown so long. But Harper was frustrated that the ball didn't get through Baez, and he just jogged down to first.
The Dodgers score an unearned run, and that's the difference in a 2-1 victory over the Nationals, spoiling Washington's bid for a sweep. Clayton Kershaw improved to 8-2, throwing 7 innings, walking just 3, striking out 9. Ryan Zimmerman's 17th home run of the season gave Zimmerman the league lead in home runs, also giving him his highest single-season total already since 2013. The Nationals lose a good ball game Wednesday, 2-1 to the Dodgers, as they can't finish the sweep of L.A. Here's Washington manager Dusty Baker.
When you lose by one, especially 2-1, you know, you point to, we made a couple of errors that caused Strauss to, you know, to throw more pitches. And then he struck out Gonzalez. And then, the wild pitch. And then, and then he gets on because that would have been, the third out. And then he advanced at the second on another, on a wild pitch, and then they get the big hit. And he'd have had plenty of gas to go out there and pitch the seventh. And then we had leadoff triple, we didn't score him. When you're playing close games like that against a great pitcher, two great pitchers. It's usually a mistake here or a mistake there is a difference in the game.
When Trey gets that triple to lead off the inning, anything different you would have liked to see beyond the result in the approach or anything in those at-bats?
What are you alluding to?
Getting the bat on the ball, Rayburn getting the bat on the ball, Bryce.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, man, you said it all, so just write it.
You said how badly you wanted this one going into today, but still 7-2 road trip. You feeling pretty good about your club as you head back?
Yeah, you feel pretty good. I mean, you sure certainly would have wanted this one, you know, but they're tough to sweep here. But, you know, we did have him, have them, you know, on the ropes in the eighth. and then, you know, I was trying to save all my guys because I know Jensen was going to come in there in the ninth. And as it was, you know, rolled around, I was going to hit for Taylor. And then I was going to hit for Lobe. And then Goody was going to go to center field. By that time, we were out of, you know, we're out of players down to, you know, Lynn was going to hit for Taylor. And then by if that happens and we're successful, we're down to one player, you know, which is Drew. So things were working according to plan, just that, you know, we didn't get the hit or put the ball in play at the right time. And, you know, Baez made a heck of a play. I mean, that ball's up the middle with, you know, with the infield in. If he don't catch that ball, you know, you know, we'd like to have another chance. That's a tough read and on Trey's part, you know. But, you know, we were trying to, you know, be aggressive, and it didn't work.
Bigger picture, to go home 7-2 on this trip, you know how tough West Coast trips can be. Can you take the positive out of all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can take the positive. You know, we swept L.A. I mean, swept San Francisco, won 2 out of 3, you know, in a game that really wasn't ours. But this 2 out of 3 here, you know, this game, you know, could have been ours. And but it wasn't. So we got to be satisfied with what we, you know, what we have. I mean, if somebody had told you when you left home you'd be 7-2, I'm sure everybody had been, you know, more than satisfied. But, you know, when you could have been 8-1, then you're not satisfied.
The Nationals return home for a quick turnaround Thursday, hosting the Orioles.